We've heard many great things about St. John the Baptist this week. He's greater than all the prophets of old. He lived an austere life, eating bugs, and he was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. But did you know that he is known for something even greater? He is known for his leather belts and his hair. What does that mean? How does that relate to our readings today? In order to understand this, we need to go back to our first reading. And so in the book of Sirach, we hear a brief synopsis of the story of Elijah. Elijah was a prophet during the reign of Israel's king after the reign of Solomon. He shut up the heavens by his word. He raised a corpse from the dead, and he was taken up into heaven by a chariot with horses of fire. However, the key passage in our first reading today is near the end of the reading, and it says this. At the appointed time, it is written, Elijah, you are destined to calm the wrath of God before it breaks out in fury, to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and to restore the tribes of Jacob. The Jewish traditions believe that Elijah would come and prepare the hearts of the people for the coming not just of the Messiah, an earthly king, but for the King of Heaven himself, for the Lord God. And so we hear in the book of the prophet Malachi, he says this, Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And so what does Elijah have to do with John the Baptist and with leather belts? Listen carefully to how the second book of Kings describes Elijah. The servants of the king described him as a hairy man with a leather belt around his waist. It is Elijah the Tishbite. And if we fast forward several hundred years, we hear about John the Baptist, who comes on the scene by the Jordan River wearing a garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his waist. And so the leather belts and the garment of camel's hair were signs of the prophet. These were the clothing that a prophet would wear. And so St. John the Baptist putting this on was intentionally alluding to his role as the new Elijah. And so that's why Jesus would say in our gospel today, I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him. Yet the question remains for us, do we recognize Elijah in our lives? Elijah announcing the way of the Lord. We can be caught up in our modern world where we're not sure if God's really interacting in our life. You know, he gives us the sacraments and he created the world, but he doesn't really have anything to do with my day-to-day life. A good way to counteract this modern tendency is to do something that's called the examine prayer. And this examine prayer was developed by St. Ignatius. It's kind of like an examination of conscience, but a little bit different, because the focus is not directly on sin as such, but rather on how I have responded to God's love throughout the day. Throughout the day, there are many voices crying out in the wilderness of our lives. Many John the Baptist knocking on the door of our hearts to get us to see how God is present with us right in the midst of our daily lives. When St. Ignatius would pray, he had just this profound sense of the presence of God, and he would stop at midday, and he would take off his hat, and he would kneel on the ground. And his companions would recall how tears would just stream from his eyes. I think about this too when I think about my life and I think about my future ordination. But I can just feel kind of God's love present to me in that moment as well. The experience is just like pure love just flowing from heaven into your heart. And these are the daily signs of God's affection for each of us. Or maybe God is putting people in your life to point you into the direction of your next plan of action that he wants for you. For example, I've been thinking, man, we need a youth group for younger kids, 8-year-old to 13-year-old. And in the past few months, as I started to recognize this, he's just been throwing people at me who want to help with youth group, who have skills in this ministry. And it's just amazing how he works. But if I wasn't recognizing this, I'd miss this completely. And so with the help of a spiritual advisor, we can discern these different inspiration, these different John the Baptist prompting us to turn our hearts to the Father. And so an easy way to do this prayer is with the acronym BAKER. BAKER. So B, so when we're praying, we begin with B. B stands for blessings. Look through all the blessings in our lives, the blessings and the consolations, and have a spirit of gratitude. And then next we move on to A, which means to ask. We ask for the Holy Spirit to come into our life, to reveal to us the sins that we need to recognize. And then K stands for kill, because our sins have crucified Jesus. Our sins killed him, in a sense. And so we look at the sins in our life, our desolations, right? But in the light of his love, because we see his blessings first. And then E stands for embrace. Allow Jesus to embrace us, to forgive us for the moments where we fail to respond to his love. And then R is to make a resolution, to make a concrete change in our life, because if we recognize it, but we don't do something with it, then it doesn't bear fruit in our life. So BAKER, B stands for blessing, ask, kill, embrace, and resolution. And by incorporating this into our life, we will find that we will not miss the new Elijah announcing the coming of the Lord in our hearts. And the more we recognize him in our daily lives, the more that when he comes again in his second coming, we will recognize him as he truly is.